In case you haven't heard, Bob Hope is turning 100 years old today. There have been a lot of tributes, but we thought we'd let the man speak for himself.
In 1980, Hope was touring the country in a comedy review when he stopped by the National Press Club. Drew Von Bergen, then Press Club president, read questions from the audience.
Questioner states that you are a very young 77. What is your secret?
Well, I lie about my age a lot. No, I bathe in oil of Olay every night. I don't know. I think that you've got to just, get out and enjoy. I think that the kick is, I'd rather do what we're doing now, play dates where you're with a great audience that laughs, and then play golf all day and meet all your friends. And I think that's the secret of it. I don't think there's anything else. I think excitement is, it's just like an affair like this. We all like to go to dinners and have some fun and get a few jokes going, you know. And I think that's what life is all about, excitement. Keep that adrenaline punching, you know, all the way. I really hate to have you say my age again over this kind of a network, because I've lied to so many girls about it.
What is the funniest story you've ever heard?
Woo! Woo, woo, woo. That's tough. That's a very tough one. I will tell a story that I've been telling. Father Hartke's here, but this priest and this rabbi were waiting for a train, and they found out that the train was going to be about an hour late, so they went across the street to the bar, and they didn't know it was a gay bar. And this fellow walked up to the priest and said, "Could I have this next dance?" And the priest said, "Get away from me." So about 5 minutes later, his boyfriend walked up and said, "How dare you talk that way to my boyfriend?" And the rabbi said, "Come here." And he whispered something in his ear, and the fellow walked away, and the priest said, "What'd you tell him?" He said, "I told him we were on our honeymoon."
Bob Hope speaking at the National Press Club in 1980. Hope turns 100 years old today. He and his family are spending a quiet day at home, according to their spokesman. The dinner menu is his favorite: lamb, roasted potatoes, and lemon meringue pie.
Photos and clips from some of Hope's early routines are on our website, npr.org.